Holy crap, another episode already? Jeez, it's like we're having fun or something.
Well, honk my hooter.
I believe there's a hero in all of us.
You have great powers, only some of which you have as yet discovered.
I'm a superhero,
a real life superhero.
The world needs extraordinary. We will make you a superhero.
Are you ready to become a hero?
Initiating surprise in three.
This,
two,
is
one.
The Real Brian Show.
I love that quote. I'm sorry. It's just so much fun. Welcome to The Real Brian Show. This is the place to end your week on a positive note. Nerd out with us. You know, maybe learn a few things to better your life and in general escape all the negative crap around us because, dadgummit, there's a lot out there. So, let's rock it. I gotta say, thanks for joining us. I do appreciate you listening, and we're back again. This is crazy. I mean, this is what, 3 weeks in a row now that we've done an episode? I don't even know what to do with myself. It was like January and then nothing until April. Captain comes back. We're like, maybe we'll do one a month. Then Caffeinatrix jumps on and, you know, does one 2 weeks later. And then K-Dubs jumps on. And then here we are again and Caffeinatrix is back. Welcome. Woo!
Wow, thank you. Thank you.
This is amazing.
I was
going to
make a joke again about all the cheering fans, but I was like, that one's stale.
No, I mean, they're still cheering, and I don't know how their vocal cords have been doing this. They've been going cheering for like a month now, and the, you know, the clapping? You know when you clap a lot? It's like you're watching like
a
presidential. Yeah, and they do that, and they start burning. Like the presidential, what is it, the address or something, the State of the Union, and they like clap after. The president stands up and he's like, hello, everybody starts clapping, you know, and you're like, well, thank you. And they start clapping again.
I noticed that so much.
So annoying.
When I watched it this year, I was like, they are clapping and standing. Like, I don't think everything deserves a standing ovation, yeah. But like, okay.
The president's like, that he sniffs in, people start clapping, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, yeah. Stop clapping. It's too much. We did a ton of music this last weekend. For various reasons and all that. And actually, our neighbor, who's been on the show, by the way, Red Banshee, a long time ago. Maybe we need to bring her back on the show. Yeah, that'd be kind of fun. Anyway, she plays in a giant concert band. She plays flute. And so she's like, you got to come hear us. And we're like, oh yeah, we haven't come out. And so really fun. Oh my gosh, they played so many fun, different pieces of music. And they were really good. It was just a fun experience, but you know, it's just that thing where they get up and they start talking. I'd like to recognize this person, and you know, and it's just constant clapping, and you're like, my hands are killing me. We're gonna recognize.
And then you feel like you have to shout out
members.
Someone else.
Yeah, exactly. It's all
and
good
then
times.
It just is never ending.
Yeah, exactly. So that is what's going on here with The Real Brian Show, is just constant clapping and cheering. People are their hands have fallen off by now. I don't know.
Oh, no.
You started it.
Like Fallout.
Oh my gosh. We got to talk about Fallout here.
Y'all know what day it is?
Yes.
Thank God it's...
Oh my gosh. Thank God. For those of you who live for the weekend, it's here. It's here. Now, for those of us who do not live for the weekend, it's just another day in the neighborhood here. So getting into Fallout, this is really important here because this show has changed Caffeinatrix's life. Are you?
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Are you drinking irradiated water?
It was good.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Your nose hasn't fallen off. Okay, good.
No.
So speaking of people's noses and hands falling off, that was a good show. I finished it, but here was the fun part. Captain and I, we tried to get the game night guys to get in on it and start talking about it and stuff, like, you know, watch it together and stuff. And it started one night and then people kind of didn't. And it was like, well, we'll keep watching it. I got to tell you, watching that show, it's like old school when you go to a movie with people or, you know, like, hey, let's get together and watch the show together in person. That was like fun times, but you know, nobody lives in the same state anymore. So we're like, well, let's just get on, do the whole watch together thing on Plex. And we'll get on Discord and we'll like, you know, mystery science theater it as we're watching it and stuff. It was a lot of fun. We just finished it. Fun little semi cliffhanger. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a really good time, but definitely, definitely not for the younger audiences by any means. So parents,
no,
get your kids out of there. But I'll tell you what, Captain had some thoughts that he wanted to share with us. And he couldn't be on the show today, but he does say hi, Caffeinatrix.
Hi, I was just thinking about him this morning, actually, and thinking about reminiscing on how we used to high five.
Yes, I was. That's weird. I was thinking about that this morning, too. I was like, you guys haven't done like a whole like high five smack thing in a long time. I know. Oh, my gosh.
No, I know. I was
on the same wavelength.
If we get on another episode, I was thinking I want to do it. But what do you remember? It's kind of a throwback.
I feel like you'd remember that. Yeah.
Okay, good.
And if he didn't, then he does now. Because he's listening.
So okay, good. Yeah,
here's what I'll say. We need to all get into the same house, the same studio at the same time in person so you guys can literally physically high five and then you'll actually hear the smack.
So true. I've never been in the same physical room with Captain Influence. Isn't that crazy?
That's just kind of weird how these things go. In a couple of weeks, by the way, Captain will be here alive and in person. I like always saying alive and in person because we're not live, but we are alive. That's important stuff. Uh-huh. Otherwise, I guess, I mean, if we were dead, we would be ghouls, just like in Fallout. They're not
so
really
true.
Alive or dead, but anyway.
Way to connect it back there.
I know, I'm just so excited. Let's just play what Captain Influence
King of
said
segues.
Here.
Exactly.
Hello, TRB and Caffeinatrix. I hope you guys are having a good show.
Hello.
I wanted to give you my final thoughts on the Fallout Season 1 series. I ended up really liking the show. It started out a little rocky. The second episode to me was not very good as far as writing was concerned. I was very worried at that point, but it all ended up really good. And it was really fun to watch with Brian. I enjoyed it a little more as a result. So this was a show where I thought watching it with someone else made it a better show. It was only after the fact, after we finished watching it, I kind of realized, and I haven't read any other reviews, I'm assuming other people have said the same thing online, but I realized that the show was basically a live-action Fallout game. It was real. Yeah. I mean, really, when I analyzed it after the fact, the plot devices, the character developments, all of that was basically like watching like Fallout 5, a new Fallout game. I'm a huge fan of the series. I've been playing the game since probably around 2010 when Fallout 3 was a couple of years old. And I've played Fallout 3, Fallout 4, Fallout New Vegas. All three of those games I've played multiple times. So I'm a big Fallout guy. And so I was really banking on this series being good. And it ended up being good. I thought that the show creators did a fantastic job of matching the show to the games, which I think was one of the main points of the series. That one of the pride points of the series was that they did such a great job of throwing not just a few Easter eggs, but a giant basket of Easter eggs at any Fallout fan with this show. So I was really happy with that. And I just wanted to end this with saying that the end scene of the last episode, Brian, you can attest to this, it made me squeal with excitement. I cannot wait for season 2 just because of the last 5 seconds of the first season. So anyway, those are my thoughts. I hope you guys have a good show. And I will talk to you all in a couple weeks when I'm down there. Later.
He was squealing like a little girl, actually. It was so funny.
That, let me just first say it. Smack to Captain.
Yes. High five.
I hope he smacks me back in a podcast sort of way.
That didn't sound good.
Oh my gosh.
We believe in physical abuse here on the show. So yeah. Wait, what? Totally kidding.
That was so cute. I love the cameo. And it made me realize that I have a love for reacting to things on this show now.
Yes.
I kind of want to do it again.
You know what I love? I love reacting to things. And I like reactions are kind of a big deal right now and they're kind of overdone. But like I've been doing reactions for a long time. So this is like nothing new for us. But I love that. I love when people actually send us stuff to respond to. So hint, hint.
Wow. It could be like a whole segment.
Wouldn't that be amazing if we actually had like listeners constantly sending in voice messages about whatever, anything?
Yeah,
yeah.
An advice panel.
Yes. They could be like, so I'm having this problem with my boyfriend and all of this blah, 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 blah. And I'd be like, it's not him. It's you. Next.
It's now a self-help podcast.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, that would be so fun. But yeah. Sorry to derail.
No, it's okay.
Great analysis, Captain Influence.
Agreed.
Great.
It was so much fun. I enjoyed the show too. I agree wholeheartedly. We got done with episode two, and we were just like, what the heck was that? I even think quite a few times throughout the episode, we were like, the writing is weird. The acting is weird, and I don't know if that's because of the actors or if that was because of the direction for the actors and how they were, you know, supposed to play their characters. It was just a weird episode, but then it got really good, and towards the end, it was really fun, and definitely that last episode and how they pulled everything together, I enjoyed it.
Do you know what I mean about, like, it left you on a cliffhanger, but it was I can wait for this cliffhanger. Like, I think the episode or two before the finale really left you on a cliffhanger, and you were like, thank God there's more episodes. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm glad it wasn't that dire of a cliffhanger.
It was really cool how they did show New Vegas. I will say that much, because if you've watched the show and you're like, what's going on with the animated credits that they do at the end? Not really animated. I guess they're more like their artwork, essentially. And then they kind of pan out. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
at the end of the credits? So like they do for the first part of the credits, it's artwork essentially, but it was artwork of New Vegas and it was zooming out. And that's what Captain was alluding to, is that one of the games was Fallout New Vegas, which I did not play, but that's what the artwork was. And so I think that it was indicating that season two is going to be either in New Vegas or moving towards it or whatever. So that should be fun.
I'm getting a little bit of the lore.
Yeah. So great show for those of you who are into that kind of stuff. And thanks, Captain, for the thoughts. And thank you, by the way, for your assessment a couple of weeks ago, because it got us to be like, we're going to finish this for Caffeinatrix.
For me?
For you.
Wow.
I appreciate this.
That's so nice, guys.
Yeah.
And you know what? I just want to say I enjoyed the show. I knew nothing about Fallout, so you don't have to know anything about it to be able to enjoy it.
That's great.
For those of you who are wondering.
I agree. And I have not played the games either. I knew some background that was enjoyable, but the reality was, is I was coming into this pretty new too, and it was a enjoyable experience for me as well. It's May. It's my birthday month. So very cool. I got to start the celebrations now. I mean, you know, you can't just do it on one day.
Pop the champagne.
Yeah, just go. Well,
Do you have a champagne popping sound effect?
I could be like, that was my mouth.
Okay. Well,
I need to do
close
something.
Enough.
Yeah, pop the kombucha. You know, I don't drink champagne or anything like that, but you know, that's going to be fun. Lots of fun stuff to do.
Sparkling cider.
Oh, I
don't
like
pop
that,
but you could pretend.
That's true.
It's so good.
Yeah, sparkling cider is amazing. Anything sparkling is good. Like I love LaCroix this time of year.
Not sparkling water.
I love sparkling
water.
I'm
on the other side of the fence for that one.
I don't know if maybe you've not had the right kind.
Maybe not. My mouth has never felt drier.
Interesting.
You know, like after I take a sip, I'm like, wow, that is actually what nothing tastes like.
Okay, so I had some, what was it? The Topo Chico, the brand. I don't think they're new, but they've become newly popular. Everybody has them now. It's so funny. But
the flavored one or just the regular?
Well, there's the one I had grapefruit in it. Grapefruit flavoring. So,
okay. See, that makes it better.
Yeah. You've got to have some flavor, like just straight seltzer water. The only reason I like straight sparkling water or seltzer water is as a palate cleanser while you're drinking espresso. Cause you
literally,
don't, you don't
I was
want
just
flavor.
About to talk about that.
Nice.
Because I agree with you. I agree with what it stands for in principle.
Yeah.
But every time I go, even though I consider myself to be a coffee connoisseur or a coffee snob,
totally.
Some might say.
Totally.
I always ask for still. I just
Interesting.
Can't.
But it works though. I mean, so here's the thing. If you try the flavored stuff, and like I said, the Topo Chico is better because they actually do put minerals in it, or it's actual mineral water, that is. I think that there is a balance, and this is something now that I'm going to nerd out on because I've never thought about it until probably a week ago. There is literally a balance on mineral content, carbonation content, and then also the actual like flavor essence or extract or whatever it is that they put in there for that. There has to be a balance there. And believe me, people are like, oh my gosh, this is so ridiculous. It's really not, because I've actually tasted different sparkling waters now. And they really do. Those three things really, really make a difference on whether you're having something that's like, that's nice, or you don't like it at all. Or it's a, whoa, this is an experience. I mean, it totally makes sense when you actually get into like the chemistry of it or whatever. I don't know, but I want to try it now. Now I'm going to go try all these different brands.
So
maybe I'll find one.
Telling me your coffee or a
sparkling water snob.
Sparkling water connoisseur.
Not yet.
Yeah, sparkling water snob SWS.
Yeah, SWS. Not yet. I'm going to be. And then everybody's okay. Going to be like, oh, so
report
this,
back.
The carbonation on this one is only about 82.5% effective here.
It's like, It's like the terroir of sparkling water.
I gotta figure it out. Well, then I just discovered another one where people were talking about that they literally have the perfect blend of all those three things that I was mentioning. And I thought, okay, challenge accepted. Let's try it. I haven't found it yet, though.
Have you had Liquid Death?
No.
Sparkling water?
I've looked at it and I love their marketing and,
and
branding.
And you're scared?
I just think the marketing and branding is genius, but I've never tried it yet.
Okay, well, report back. That has to be factored into your evaluation.
Liquid Death. Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're freaking creative. I just can't.
They are. Did you see the collaboration that they did with Elf Cosmetics?
No.
Elf released like a makeup palette or something. I don't know all the details. I'm not really into Liquid Death or Elf Cosmetics, just makeup in general. I don't really follow, but they created this makeup palette to do heavy rocker makeup, basically like a Kiss
makeup. Huh.
And they had a really interesting commercial that they released, but I'm pretty sure it was Liquid Death.
I mean, it makes sense. I want to know. So what? Okay. I'm going to look this up right now. Oh, murder your thirst. That's their tagline. This is amazing. Like their branding and their marketing is so freaking hilarious. It's just amazing. All right. So they've got one that's called Mountain Water, Rest in Peach.
Oh,
Death
I love that.
Dust. Yeah. All their, got to pull them up here. There we go. Green Guillotine, Slaughterberry, Squeezed to Death, Cherry Obituary, Grave Fruit.
Oh, that's a good one.
These are good. Mango Chainsaw, Severed Lime. That's what it was. Bury It Alive, like berries. I love that one. Convicted Melon. Yes. Convicted Melon. That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Dead Billionaire, Armless Palmer.
Oh my gosh. I did look up just to confirm I wasn't spewing false news. They did do a collaboration with Elf Cosmetics. It comes in a coffin box and it's called Corpse Paint.
Corpse Paint. Okay, there you go. They've got mugs here with it's like in the shape of a skull. That's cool. So they've got why aren't we getting sponsored by these guys right now? This is ridiculous.
So true. This is just the reaction show.
Yeah, today. I love this.
And I'm loving every second.
So they've got limited edition art on the bottom of each case. Okay, cool. It's flavored sparkling water. This is maybe why I didn't get it. Lightly sweetened with agave for a more brutal flavor. I don't want sweetener in anything like that.
Isn't agave natural?
Yeah, but I don't want any. To me, okay. I don't need anything that has any sugary taste to it. The whole reason I drink sparkling water in the first place is to not have sweetener of any kind, whether it's sugar or anything. Like that was the whole point. But so that interference that was going on with the microphone and all that, you just took your necklace off and it went away.
It's heavy metal.
Heavy metal. Oh, man, I need a Bill and Ted quote right there.
Heavy metal interference.
It sounds better now. That's what was going on. Isn't that crazy? Like metal from the necklace interfering with the microphone. Totally makes sense.
Well, let me tell you, this necklace has been really grinding my gears lately. I love it. I wear it every day, but the clasp, it's not really working for me anymore. It just lets go of the, like where it's supposed to grab onto the chain in the back. So it had fallen off, but it was like hanging over my shoulder as we were sitting here talking. So I took it off and put it on my desk. And I guess it was too close to my microphone cord.
Interesting.
Sorry, everyone.
No, you know, these are the little things that we learn. And that's what I love.
Before my heavy metal necklace, I was going to say, to play devil's advocate, wink, wink, I think you got to taste them. Even if it has the agave, if you're going to become a self-proclaimed sparkling water snob, you have to try them all.
I agree with you. I may find out that Liquid Death is now my favorite, and then they're going to sponsor this daggum show because I will not drink it otherwise, but I'll be like, it's carbonated artesian water. I mean, come on, how could you go wrong with that? And not to mention the marketing is genius.
It is genius. They have very good marketing.
Come on, I'll wear your hats. I'll wear your t-shirts because this is just hilarious. Yeah, look at this. Liquid Death, you know, murder your thirst. Come on. Oh, there's a chainsaw hat. Oh, come on, guys. Come on. I'll wear your merch all over the place.
I think The Real Brian Show is in need of a rebrand that's as clever as Liquid Death.
Yeah, instead of calling it The Real Brian Show, it could be like, you know, death of podcasting. Podcasting death. Is this too dark? Is this heavy metal podcasting? Woohoo!
So yeah, heavy metal.
I love this. Okay,
you say Let's Rock It at the beginning. It's on brand. That's true.
You know, speaking of music, oh my gosh, Caffeinatrix, can I just say this? This is so funny for me. So I'm going to explain why this is a thing right now. There was a conversation. I don't cry. I just want you to know, like when I get upset about stuff, I don't cry. I don't, you know, have like the emotions like some people do, you know, I get upset. That's how I process through either frustrating situations or extremely sad and traumatic situations. I just get upset and kind of not really angry, but I process through hard rock music. This conversation that happened recently, which I'll talk about in a minute, I was like, I got to listen to a lot of really hard rock stuff. So I've been like getting into super, super hard rock lately, totally nerding out on it. And then this is what's funny, getting back into the hard rock Mongolian throat singing. Amazing, by the way, just got to throw that one out there. And get this one. Are you ready for this one? Hard rock sea shanties.
I mean,
I didn't even know this was a thing. For those of you who know what the heck the VeggieTales are, they did this hilarious
thing.
Gosh,
the VeggieTales.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I loved the VeggieTales growing up. We had that on VHS.
Yeah, so do you know the Pirates Who Don't Do Anything? Did you ever hear that one?
Yeah, I'd have to re-listen to it. I'm sure I saw like all of the stuff.
Yeah. So Jonathan Young did a hard rock, almost, it is metal. It's a metal version of the Pirates Who Don't Do Anything in like a Dropkick Murphy style. So it's like pirate music, hard rock. It's got the double bass drum going, you know, oh my gosh. That's what I found first. And then I'm like, who is this dude? And it turns out he does hard rock sea shanties. And he just put out a new song called The Wellerman. And I mean, it is amazing. I'm like, this is so freaking awesome. Sea shanties, hard rock. Oh my gosh. There's just, I love discovering something so freaking new in that. Oh, wow. Yeah. So there you go. Let's rock it. Heavy metal podcasting.
God.
I'm putting that in my Spotify list.
When you said let's rock it, I was so expecting, like, I'm so ingrained in my brain to think that you're going to start playing that.
Do you need to hear the, technically we're not really allowed to do that here, you know, because it's, but oh well, you just got to hear this. I'm reacting to this. Come on.
Oh my God.
Isn't this amazing? And it just goes on.
Wow. Keeping on brand with the reactions again.
I mean, come on. Go check that one out. Seriously. If you're into this stuff, by the way, if you're not into this, then by all means, go listen to your Barry Manilow or whatever.
Why didn't you play the VeggieTales one?
do you want to hear the VeggieTales one?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, see, I got to pull it up. And then this is, they're going to be like, no. I mean, I'm going to get all these copyright people. Well, no, I had to play that one first because that was the new one, but okay, here we go. So the ready?
Yeah.
This song. We are the pirates who don't do anything. We just, oh my God. Isn't this awesome?
Wow.
This is so good.
You know, I don't see myself just listening to this on the average Saturday, but every once in a while I could maybe jam out to it.
The whole point is that you're listening to it. I'm not honestly jamming out to this all the time. You know me, I'm like massive variety when it comes to music. I mean, it literally is all over the place. Like it goes from that song.
That is variety.
Yeah, I go that from is the that definition. Song to like hardcore gangsta rap style, which I've been listening to a lot of lately too. Again, it's just, it's the emotional processing kind of thing. And then the next song, I'm listening to like chill music, like Niels Hoffman and all those dudes, you know, it's like, come on, there's so much just, I love John Summit. You know, the Fat Rat has a brand new one called Myself and I. So good. There's all kinds of stuff. I'm all over the place. But once in a while, you just got to crank something like that up.
Oh, yeah.
We've just lost all of our listeners. It was amazing.
This is the reaction of the I don't know. of all time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's another one that's even crazier. Okay. So there you got Jonathan Young. Check out the Wellerman and the Pirates Who Don't Do Anything. Check out the new Fat Rat song, Myself and I. It's awesome. John Summit with Hala. Shiver. That's a great one. These are all going to be in my Spotify list, as you know. And then the other one is Purple Disco Machine, which is I don't know how actually long this guy's been around, but it's fun. He was talking about that his inspirations are Prince and Miami Sound Machine. There's some Chaka Khan in there. There's some other like disco influences and also 80s influences. It is so much fun because it's got a new twist to it. So check them out if you like that stuff. How about you? You got some new music.
I don't know if I would say it's new.
Well, but how about this? Music we'll to share.
All right. We'll start with an oldie. Jane by Jefferson Starship.
Oh, good band.
Such a good song. Every time it comes up on my, I have a classic rewind playlist that I share with my family. My dad added this one. And every time it comes on, I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot how good this song is. So I thought I would pop that in there because it made it back into my liked songs playlist on Spotify. A new one for me is Millionaire by Sons of the East. This one's kind of like got sort of a Western type of vibe, but also like kind of poetic. And I also like it because there's like this part of it where the singer is sort of talking on at the bridge. Mm-hmm. And the way that he says the word dogs is so strange. It's the way my grandpa says dogs.
Is it like
I can't
dogs?
Even do it every time. Yeah, kind of.
Is it? Okay.
It's like, every time I try to do it, I can't. I think about it too much. So it has kind of like, it makes me feel a little warm because it reminds me of my grandpa when it gets to that part.
Nice.
And then another one is Lovesick Doctor by Thunder Jackson, which I recently listened to that whole album that Lovesick Doctor is on. I think the album is just called Thunder Jackson. And nice. The whole album is pretty good.
Thunder Jackson. Cool. Well, thanks for sharing. Now I'm going to go listen to these. And I love Jefferson Starship / Jefferson Airplane / Starship, the whole iterations they all went through. But almost every bit of their music I've always loved over the years. They're fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
But I don't know the other bands very well. But anybody that calls themselves Thunder Jackson has to be amazing. So we're in on that one, right?
So
there.
True. I do have to say my music choices today are not as diverse as yours are.
You know me, I'm all over the place. People will get onto my list and go, oh, I don't think I can handle this. This is a little too diverse. Come on, guys. Mm. It's fun.
It's okay.
Yeah, whatever. But we have fun with all kinds of stuff. And that's what the whole point of this is. And movies and TV shows and everything else. Speaking of diverse TV shows here, so we've talked about Fallout and then you're watching something else. Is that correct?
Yeah, I started watching Palm Royale.
Okay.
It's on Apple TV.
Explain it.
It stars Kristen Wiig, who I love. Mm-hmm. She's awesome. And it takes place in the 60s in 1969. It's just like all of these super rich ladies who are really cruel to each other, but also like kind of friends. And there's sort of like a mystery sort of part to it. I don't know, but it is kind of like lighthearted, but dramatic. So I really want to just see the finale, but I've been enjoying it. It took me a few episodes to get into it, but I think it's a good show.
Sweet. Variety.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that one. I don't know that one, so I can check that one out too. You know, I'll share this really quickly, speaking of TV shows, because I just thought about this one, but Paper Girls, which came out, I don't know, it's been a couple years, and it's about time travel, so I'm like, yeah. So anyway, it's about these four girls who have a paper route in 1988 and basically they get pulled to 2019. That's pretty much the premise. And you're like, what's going on? It's an interesting show. It's like an 8-episode run. It kind of reminds me of like a time travel version of like, I don't know, Stranger Things or something like that, but without all like the superpowers and the Stranger Things has like its darkness to it because it's the upside down, you know? This is not. This is just time travel, futuristic kind of thing. No superpowers really. It's kind of cool though. It's just interesting. I was like, didn't expect that.
Yeah.
I like random things like that.
There's something about jumping timelines.
Oh, I love it.
It always compels me. I don't know if people are actually time traveling or if there are just sort of jumps in the timeline where they take you back in time so that you understand something a little bit better. Like, I don't know. There's something about that when it's done well, I like it a lot.
It's always been very fascinating for me as well to watch. And as long as it's within, oh gosh, what would you call that? Like scientific accuracy. I mean, granted, for what we understand about it, I guess would be the better way to put it. But, you know, sometimes it's completely unrealistic and you're just like, oh, okay, well, that's just fun and whatever. But there was one that we were recommended to watch and I am totally spacing the name of it right now. But it was like this total B movie and it was done by a couple of guys and they literally filmed it basically zero budget.
like the B movie, like Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, almost movie. Like that. No, but it was a very interesting movie, and it was incredibly, from again, what we understand about time travel or the concept of it. It was an incredibly accurate movie, but it just wasn't that fun to watch. That was the problem. Like, at least I didn't. I know a lot of people just absolutely adore this movie, but for me, it's like, yeah, that was cool. But it was almost like a documentary versus an entertaining movie, if that makes sense.
Speaking of Jerry Seinfeld, even though that's definitely not what you're talking about, are you going to see Unfrosted, the Pop-Tart movie?
I am not even aware of this. What? What?
What?
How do I not know
about
this?
Okay, so last week it premiered on Netflix.
Oh.
So I'm going home for my brother's graduation. So I told all my family members to wait because my dad had told me he was making a movie about the creation of the Pop-Tart.
Interesting.
And it has all of these comedy people in it. I mean, I saw in Daily Mail, because that's where I get my news, that it was not getting great reviews. But you know what?
Yeah, I saw that too.
I don't really care. I'm going to watch it anyway.
You know, you should, because you may like it. There's a lot of really poorly rated movies out there that I personally enjoy watching. And I'll admit, they're not good movies, but I enjoyed them. So here's the deal. I love Seinfeld. I don't enjoy watching Melissa McCarthy, and she's in it. I'm sorry. And Amy Schumer, same thing. Like, I'm just not a Melissa McCarthy and Amy Schumer fan. For whatever reason, their comedy is not only not funny to me, but also just annoying. But that's me. I know a lot of people that love both of those women, and that's great. Like, more power. But that would be the only thing that would be like, okay, I'm going to go in knowing that I'm just going to cringe the whole time because of them. But I like Seinfeld, so maybe it'll still be good. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm still going to watch it. I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'll let you know if it's worth the watch.
It sounds interesting either way. Okay.
Yeah, so, who doesn't love a Pop-Tart?
Oh, I love pie. I walked by Pop-Tarts the other day. I was like, brown sugar and cinnamon. I really want this so badly. I haven't had one in years. I used to, fun fact, when I was in college, we used to do the local campus station, you know, which was fun, by the way. But I got stuck on the 6 a.m. morning show on weekends, which was hilarious because like nobody was up. Although, interestingly, we had a lot of listeners, so I was actually kind of surprised by that. But the reality was that was the breakfast of champions right there. I'd grab Pop-Tarts and I would warm them up, not toast them, but just warm them up in the microwave, and that would be my breakfast. And so I was on like this massive sugar rush while I was on the radio.
Oh, yeah. We need
so
that.
Bad, but for you know what? It was so good.
I've never warmed up a Pop-Tart.
They're good cold too. I just had a microwave there. So I was like,
which maybe it would change my life, but
yeah, it is good. It is.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. It really but you is. Know what? I enjoy it cold too.
I don't like toasted very much because I don't like crispy things because it rips up the roof of my mouth. Who's with me on that?
That's the worst.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, the warm aspect is, I like that. But I got to go watch the movie anyway. I don't care. I'm just going to watch it because I want to know about it. Now, here's what I'm going to do. I want to share something here. This goes back to why I was getting into some hard rock music and all this because of processing feelings. But I did have a very difficult conversation with someone very close last week, which absolutely sucked. But I'm not going to go into details. I'm just going to share the takeaways that I really want you to hear right now. So seriously, if you're just like, stop and listen, like literally listen to this. This is so important. Take this and apply it in your lives. Trust me. Five things I want to share. Conversations happen. Relationships are messy. Things suck sometimes. And this is why I was processing through hard rock sea shanties, because that's the better way to do it. You know, better than like, I don't know, punching a wall or, you know, what were you talking about earlier? Like kicking somebody.
Oh, getting smacked.
Yeah.
Captain Influence.
Smacking a co-host or something. That's just horrible. I mean, terrible. Anyway, number one, life is short. Don't hold things over people. Just don't. Okay. We all do it. Just stop doing it. Number two, let stuff go. Once again, life is short. Let stuff go. What did they say in Ted Lasso? Be a goldfish. Goldfish has like, a 2-second memory or something like that. So be a goldfish. Let stuff go.
I think that it's 9 seconds. And the reason I know that is because I think
awesome.
Human beings now have the attention span shorter than that of a goldfish.
Oh my
Isn't
gosh.
That horrific?
Well, okay. Maybe that is good then. Let stuff go. Okay. So 9 seconds. That works too. I'm with it. Number three, talk it out. We assume so many times we read something and we assume and we go places that we shouldn't. And then we put words in other people's mouths, ask questions, talk it out, go to the source and understand it rather than assume it. Number four, swallow your pride. Do it. Swallow the pride. Be humble. Show grace. Apologize when necessary. And that goes both ways, by the way. So like ideally the other person is doing the same thing. And then the last one, forgive and reconcile now, not later, because there may not be a later. Time is the one thing you can't get back. This conversation that I had, it didn't end well. I mean, it got better. Like it kind of got better. Like it was started off really bad and it got better, but it's still in this, like, are we going to reconcile? I don't know. And this person is super close to me. So it's not like I can just let this go and be like, oh, well, you know, I'm better off. A lot of people are like, you're better off. I'm like, well, maybe not. So it's just one of those things where you're just like, I don't know. I have a problem with holding things over people. I've always had a problem with that. And I'm one of those people that's just like, look, let's just figure this out. Let's move past it and let's become better people and have a better relationship as a result. That's just who I am. That's how I've always been. Might not be able to do it right away and that's fine. And sometimes I'm not good at it. But the reality is that's just the way it's got to go, because I'm also hearing from a lot of other people too, who have all of these lifelong grudges and other things like that. And I'm like, dude, guys, like, stop this. We've got to get over this and we got to move forward. We got to move forward now, regardless. Also, you can only do your part. Once you've done your part, then you got to let it go, because they may or may not reciprocate. And that's just the way it is. So I just wanted to share that because this was very recent, very fresh. And I was like, I got to share this. I got to say it. And I really want people to listen to this and I really want people to apply it, because it is so crucial to success in life and relationships. Trust me, I've been there. I know it. And it's one of those things I'm 100% confident that I'm right on, if that makes sense. Most of the time, totally. I don't know if I'm right or not, but you know what I mean? There you go.
So true. Well, sorry you had to go through that, but
yeah,
it's good that you processed it. And it's good that you had all of these takeaways coming out of it that you could share with other people.
Yeah. And I hope that it helps, because it's not easy, right? Relationships, like I said, are messy. And when you have these conversations, it's easy to be like, you know, you get all defensive and you're casting all the blame on other people. And all of a sudden it's just like everybody else's fault, and it escalates and then it explodes. And then that's the end of it. And you never see the person again. And sometimes, yeah, whatever, it's just the way it is. Do you care about that person? Maybe not, but sometimes you really do care and you probably shouldn't have gone there, and you got to reconcile. And even if you ask for, like, let's figure this out, and the other person doesn't want to, or they're not ready yet, and I'm like, well, it is what it is. But there you go.
So true.
So on one hand, one thing I'd love to reconcile here is the freaking wind, because spring is here, but the wind has not left yet. And we're
the wind is the worst.
Yeah. And then like these so-called like freeze watches and warnings in May. What? But it sounds like the weather's nice there. Finally.
Yes, it is. I mean, it was pretty rainy today, but like we're finally into that part of the year where it's sunny more consistently, like coming out of the super gray, dreary winter time that is the Midwest. Yeah. That is so depressing. I'm just like rejoicing at the fact that it's pretty consistently like 70 degrees or higher now.
Yeah.
And sunny for the most part. And I can take breaks at work and go on a little walk during the day. So I am so excited. I'm re-energized, invigorated.
Oh yeah.
Ready to live my life in the sunshine.
I love it. And I know people that just love winter. That is their season. That is not mine personally. I am very much a spring, summer, fall person, and I like the nice weather too. I was just even thinking, like, yesterday I had to go out in like double pants and a jacket and a beanie hat because it was so freaking cold.
Double pants.
Well, I had athletic shorts on. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to throw some like athletic pants over
the top. Oh, that doesn't count.
Well, that's what I meant. It was just more of like, but it was still like a double layer because it was so cold and windy. Yeah. And I just thought, this is ridiculous. It is May. And I'm like just longing. I was thinking about this morning. I'm longing for going out in shorts and t-shirt and flip-flops.
Longing.
And just chill. Just
what
longing
a good word.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
What a good word. I completely agree. I do love winter. Like when I come home for Christmas time and it's snowy out and it's cold, like I am living for it.
See, that's perfect for Christmas.
Being in the Midwest, yeah, I'm just so over it. And it's so cold and windy and humid and there's not even snow. So I'm like, what's the point? But how I feel about summertime is kind of like how I would describe the way that I feel after my first sip of coffee of the day, right? It like makes my whole entire body come alive. And I'm just so happy. And I have all of this positive energy and excitement to do all of the things that I've been wanting to do that I haven't had the energy to do over the winter. So I'm so excited that summer's here, but at the same time, I'm so scared for when it's over. I'm over it.
I know. Well, it's funny because I think about like May is usually my favorite month because spring finally springs in Colorado, even though, yes, I know spring is March, but we don't get spring until May here. I mean, honestly, even right now, most of the trees still don't even have any leaves on them. And I'm just like, oh,
so true.
This is so late.
And then you'll get the late snow and it kills everything and it ruins all the blooms and it's devastating. Yeah.
We have had, you know, the lilacs have been blooming and it smells nice. And then you've got like the trees that put out their flowers and stuff and that has a beautiful smell and all. But it's been so windy that you can't smell anything because all it is just assaulting you with hurricane force. And believe me when I say we have been having like 50, 60 mile an hour winds with also gusts higher than that. It's just like, it's so like, I'm tired. This has been most of the year and I just, despise wind, and wind has been going almost every single day since this year started. And I hope it goes away and gets, I hope we're done soon. But then the other thing is like, okay, finally when that goes away, then it's like, you can get outside and enjoy things. And then, but what I'm worried about is that it's been like cold, 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 wind. And I'm worried it's just going to be like 100 degrees. And then we're just going to skip spring this year. To be fair, we had the longest and most beautiful fall this last year that I can remember in Colorado. Because usually fall hits and then you get a cold night or you get a snow and all the leaves fall. They lasted for a solid month or so. I think it was like almost 6 weeks of beautiful colors, which is just so unheard of.
My brother's been telling me that, like, I'll talk to him about once a week and he'll be like, yeah, it's raining like in December. Yeah. And I'm like, that's crazy. It never used to rain in Colorado in the winter. It would be snow or like no other precipitation.
Yeah, we get the precipitation.
Which is crazy because it just rains here all winter. And it was the same in Savannah. That's just the climate.
Yeah.
But in Colorado, it's like, okay, the last rain maybe is in September, October, and then it doesn't happen again until maybe May.
Yeah.
Or March, I mean. So it's crazy that it's raining in the winter now in Colorado, that just climate change.
Well, I mean, it fluctuates. That's the thing. Like, it is easy to say climate change, which yes, there is some of that, but also like we do get weird fluctuations. And then like the next winter, it'll be like the freaking coldest iced winter we've ever had. So, I mean, it fluctuates. So it does go up, but you know, things have changed a bit. But I don't know. It's what it is. The wind is the wind. It's just going to be what it is. It's always windy. I mean, we're in Northern Colorado and Wyoming doesn't stop blowing. So it's, you know, we're close.
The windy state.
Exactly.
So
I know.
True.
But anyway, but yes, I'm looking forward to the beautiful weather and getting ready to move forward and enjoy and travel. And by the way, when you come back on next month, I know you're going to have done some travel. And so we'll have to talk about some fun travel stuff and maybe upcoming summer trips and stuff like that when you come on. That'll be fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. I'd love it. All right. You know what the music means. It's time to go out and fight the wind. Hard rock.
Time to react to life.
Yes. Heavy metal necklaces and podcasts and music and sea shanty. Who's going to sing a sea shanty? That's hard to say. A she shanty. That's right. Ash, have yourself a good night. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, Caffeinatrix. Real Brian Show, signing off.
The Real Brian Show is a production of 514 Media at 514mediaempire.com.